Now, Northland will move to alert level 2 tomorrow night after widespread testing failed to find any sign of COVID-19 in the community. The region was plunged back into alert level 3 just over 2 weeks ago after a person who crossed the border with falsified documents later tested positive for the virus. Two of her travel companions also tested positive too, but the government today said it was confident there was no community spread. Well, joining us now is our reporter Nita Blake-Person in Whangarei. Nita, seemingly good news for Tai Tokoro today. How are people feeling?
Really good, Lisa. I just passed a few and hallelujah, great news, fantastic day. That was kind of the general vibe. And of course, this lockdown is nothing, or not a patch on what you guys are going through in Tamaki Makaurau, but every lockdown has its challenges, right? So up here 10 days ago, it was kind of a bolt from the blue for many when we were plunged back into level 3. And for businesses, you know, your food and accommodation, your tourism, gyms, schools, fortunately, school holidays meant that the impact hasn't been as great there, but it's been pretty disruptive for a lot of people and has huge economic costs. Northland, along with Auckland, has the highest uptake rates of the wage subsidy. So a lot of people have been doing it tough here over the last little while, and this is a little glimmer of hope that come Wednesday we'll be back to level 2, a step closer to normality.
So the region, well, may have dodged a bullet then.
It appears that this may have been a really lucky escape, and I think a lot of people kind of still can't believe that we did get that lucky. As I say, 8 days ago, this Northland visitor came with the falsified documents, and while their initial test, while they went back to Auckland, came back just as a weak positive, they went on to test positive, and two of their travel companions tested positive. So whether they were in the early stages of their infections, as has been determined about this most recent positive test, or for whatever reason they were outside, it doesn't appear to have spread. 16,000 tests have been taken in the Rohi since that first case came back, and wastewater testing, everything has come back negative. People who do have symptoms are still being encouraged to be tested. That's the only way we can really be certain it's not in the community, but the government feels confident now that it hasn't spread and that come Wednesday we can head back to level 2.
And the other part of this, though, Nita, is vaccination, right? So how are Northland's rates looking?
Yeah, we are not out of the woods yet. Northland still has some of the lowest rates in the country. But one silver lining to this scare, I think, has been that it's brought it home to a lot of people, the realities of COVID and how close and kind of, you know, Delta's beating down our door. It's a very real threat. So around 76% of Northlanders have now had their first dose, 58% have had their second. And in recent days, there's been a big uptick in the number of Māori whānau getting vaccinated. This is all positive. Super Saturday, also great. We had 5,115 doses. Just under half of those were first doses. So very positive signs. However, there are still 24% of people in this area who are unvaccinated. And the rate's higher for Māori whānau, 39% are unvaccinated. We know that COVID-19 is an illness of the unvaccinated, and that makes Te Tai Tokoro really vulnerable. So we are, when we move to level 2, I know some Māori health providers are a little bit nervous that that could mean the momentum we've had around vaccination starts to go out. I think they'll be working incredibly hard to make sure that that doesn't happen. Northland will still be, you know, a little bit of an island when we come into alert level 2, seriously limited movement, travel in and out. So they'll be pushing so hard to get those vaccination rates up so that when those borders do open and we can be reunited with our Auckland and whānau and the rest of Aotearoa, we're in a much safer position to do so.
Good to talk to you, Nita. That's Nita Blake-Person joining us live there from Whangarei.